Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just the same. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. But you've been in sin.
And yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube. Oh, yes, this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to want to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, hurry, hurry, hurry. Time is running out. Jesus is soon to come. Don't you see it? I tell you, everything is changing around about us, but thank God, he's still the same. His words never change. He's still the same yesterday and forever. Today and forever. We thank and praise him for that once again. Well, today, you know, as usual, just come up about a half an hour, so I'm trying to get in as much as I can, but I just want you to know what time we're living in and try to give you some points here that will help you. We're coming from, we're going to talk about the intelligence of the order of today. Intelligence is the order today. Intelligence is the order today. Okay. Well, in Acts 17, chapter 16, Acts chapter 17, verses 16 and 33, here we see that Paul was dealing with those philosophers. We got a lot of Greek philosophers even today, but Paul, he went to Mars Hill to preach the gospel, and we're supposed to be preaching the gospel today. Paul preached about the gospel of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, and these Greek philosophers, just like today, Aristotle, Socrates, they were considered as philosophers, and like folks today, they don't have a relationship, it's all about knowledge, but not having, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which, the word God said, fool has been in his heart, there is no God. So, today you just hear about a lot of knowledge. Everybody, talking about, they philosophers and stuff like that. Even when you go on to different people's sites and stuff, you see, where it said religion, they said philosophy. So we can, they telling you it's all about being knowledge and, doing your own thing. It's all about what you want, today, like I said, there's a lot of people talking about knowledge and academics, ain't nothing wrong with learning, but you'll be an educated fool, when you don't know God, who think you outsmarting God, which a lot of people think they really outsmarting God. They're doing their own thing. It's my way now, not your way, God. But we got to stick to the word of God in this man's out. But like I said, they talking about knowledge and academics. And just being knowledgeable and educated, people be like, what's your study? What's your, an academic, what's your study? What's your degree, and stuff. I tell you, none of that stuff really going to matter. Right now, you need to be running for your life, trying to get as close to Jesus Christ as you can. Return to him those ones who have left and forsaken the word of God and the plan of God that he had for your life. But like I said, a lot of people, they're just talking about, philosophy today. Like I said, hearing knowledge and, book knowledge and everything, but not the knowledge of Jesus Christ, not the word of God. They don't want that. You want everything, but the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, you don't know how to act right, you don't know how to talk right, you don't know how to do right, you don't know how to live right, and you're just ignorant to the ways of God, which is his morals and his values today, all that just done away. But Paul wasn't no ignorant man either, you know. Paul, what, he spoke, what, 7 different languages? He spoke in Greek, Hebrew, and, you know, Aramaic, and just different, you know, language. He went on journey, you know, and, you know, I might can't speak as well as a lot of people, but I ain't no dummy. That's one thing for sure. I know how to live right. You know, I know how to dig into this word and get what God has for me. You know, he has the same thing for me. He ordering for you, you know, because he said, what I say to one, I say to all. The same word applies to me or applies to you. You know, well, let's go to Acts right quick. And 17, start 16, verse 16, a certain philosopher of the upper Cyrene, and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, what will this babbler, in other words, what, you know, talking off at the mouth, what is this babbler saying? Other some, he seemed to be a settler for a strange God, because he preached unto them, because he was preaching unto them, the people, you know, about, hey, he's preaching about a strange God, because he was preaching about Jesus and his resurrection, right? But they took Paul and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new doctrine thereof thou speakest is. And today, people, you know, we talk about Jesus and they like, what in the world? I mean, it's like, what happened? You know, it's like it's foreign to them, you know? Like, and they have disrespect for the name of Jesus and, you know, what we're trying to preach and teach about, which that was supposed to be the true essence, in a way, was about Jesus. You know, he came, he lived, he died, and he rose again for you and I. He shed his blood for you and I. He said he died on a cross for a wrecked cross so that we could be restored back to God. Because sin has separated man. You know, but, you know, I'm telling you, and to hear over talk about, you know, what about Jesus? What about Jesus? Like, oh, you know, that was such a disrespect. But I tell you, if she had said anything about the Quran, oh, my goodness, they'd be trying to blow her house up, you know, blow her away, you know? Well, you know, it was terrible. They were bringing strange, they were bringing certain strange sounds to our ears. That's what the word says. What is Jesus' strange sound now? Why is the name of Jesus a strange sound to you? It's a strange sound to you now because you've been hearing something else, you know, replace him. You got had an exchange for righteousness for unrighteousness. You know, and it took over your ears, you know, heard another voice. You know, and the word of God said you got eyes, you cannot see, you got ears, and you cannot hear. What's right anymore? You can't even recognize who Jesus is. You know, it's the devil, it's Satan, and he calls him Jesus. He said, we know, therefore, what these things mean. For all the aftermaths and strangers which were there spent their time and nothing else but either to tell or to hear something new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, he stood up on Mars Hill, on the crowd, and he said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I was listening to who you were worshiping, who was praying, he said, I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. Yeah, look around today. Yeah, it's an unknown God because they really don't know who Jesus is. Jesus came to restore you back when sin separated you from the Father. It said, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. When you look around and you see what's going on in church, they ignorantly worshiping. They bumping and cropping and doing electric slides and jump rope. I looked at one page and they jump tape. country jump over. And they're doing a double dutch. What in the world? Hip hop, Harlem Shake, Roger Rabbit hopping. Oh my Lord. Superman wearing other preachers cussing, fussing. Oh my God. Do you see who's in the house? It's Satan. It is not God. It's Satan. It's not Jesus. They're waving their hands in the air and waving like they just don't care. Gang signs. You don't care about your soul. Doing the sticks and the devil signs. And people wearing the peace sign and how God, which is not peace, it's a broken cross. You know? And he's broken. You got him broken in your life today. You don't want him. You know? Lord, have mercy on the church. These people, Lord, have mercy. The word of God says, God that made the world and all things therein. He made the heaven, the earth, and he gives you life and he gives you breath. Ain't no man down here on earth can give you life or breath. They can give you death. Lord, have mercy. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and we move and we have our being. And certain also of your own port, they say, and have said for us, we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God. We are the offspring of God. We are not God. We are the seed. We are his seed. We are offspring of him. I mean, but now they say, you know, it's the God in me. And they think they God. Oh, my God, the church is really in trouble. Been a rough of your life before time is too late. Jesus is going to come. Let's go to Colossians 2 and 8. Colossians 2 and 8. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. So be aware. Be on watch. Listen to what people are saying. Look at what they're doing. You know, some preachers telling you to do what they say do and not do what they do. And they know it's not right what they're doing. And then when they tell you, don't do it. Why? Don't do it if it's all right, you know. Because they know it's sin. They know it's not right. It's a beware lest any man. I don't care who he is, how great their name is, how big their name, what paper they in, or what magazine they're on. He's an any man. I don't care. The word of God is an any man. For you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the ruin men, of the world ruin men, yeah, that's what the enemy's come to do, to ruin your life, the ruin men of the world, and not after Christ. Some of these people have their egotistical. They're preaching egotistical gospel. Big heads. They had so big, I'm telling you, some things how to get through the door, you know? You can't tell them nothing. Do your own thing. That's what they say. Just do your own thing. See? And then they'll say, well, do you know who I am? I'm the Reverend so-and-so. Do you know who I am? I'm an evangelist so-and-so. Do you know I'm an elder in the church? Do you know I stood up there in the pulpit? No, I'm great. They say all that. Do you know who I am? Well, one thing I want to know, do you know who Jesus is? No. Do you know who Jesus is? We don't see you representing him. You're not representing him well. No, you represent your flesh. The Bible says vain deceit. They mean empty. They mean public. They mean no truth. They mean no reality. Oh, my God. You need to wake up. The house of God is just, I'm telling you, think about is on the door the Spirit of the Lord has departed. Ephesians 5 and 6. Let's go there. Let's hit and run. It says, let no man deceive you. I don't care who he is. He said, no man, for they so great, like I said, you made a name for yourself here on the earth, which ain't going to matter, because everything going down but the word of God. You know, and if you don't get right, you're going down. He said, no man, let no man deceive you with vain words, empty words, just a bunch of mess, untruth. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. This sounds like judgment to me. He said it's going to bring wrath, the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Judgment is coming. That's all you hear people talking, don't judge, judgment is coming. You need to read your Bible. It warns you of all the judgment that is coming and some of the judgment that has already taken place today. Look around you. What is Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? What Jesus are you talking about? Are you talking about the Jesus from Nazareth? Are you talking about just Jesus? People use Jesus' name as if it's nothing. I mean, people naming their children Jesus. Oh, but it's only one true and living God that has come to restore us back, and that's Jesus. One way. He is the door. Once you open up your heart and let him in, he'll lead you and guide you to all truth. Oh, yes. Let's go to Matthew 22:1-14. And this is an invitation from God. Yeah, he's got an invitation from you. They can't meet conferences and mega mess and all that stuff. And he's charging you. Well, Matthew, let's go to Matthew. He's charging you for what he got to offer you. You're going to pay for it. If Jesus got to offer you, he already paid for it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, get us ready for the great day for whom we shall be able to stand. It says, and Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parable, this is word. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. That's what a parable is. When Jesus is parable. And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables and saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants and called them and were bidding to the wedding, and they would not come. I mean, here it is, walking, you know, you a wedding invitation to come, and you don't have to pay for that. People won't come to that. They offer you an invitation to come. I mean, $100, $200. Hey, you'll pay for that. You know, and here it is, you know, Jesus came to restore you back to God, to the Father. And you won't come to him. You make all kinds of excuses, you know. And this invitation from God is for the whole world. No pay. Just show up. And we're, I mean, And with all your millions of dollars, if you have them, some people do have them, and you still wouldn't be have enough money to pay, you know, for the price of sin. Jesus paid his blood for you and I. He gave his life for you and I. Oh, my goodness. Why I got to pay for something that God gave you free? You know, the word of God is free. You know, if they were preaching the word of God, it ought to be free. And you see, folks don't want God's invitation. They accept Jake's invitation, him and all his money. They can invite you to go running, give up all your money, and they treat you, can't even take your bill. Come on, wake up. You see, in here in Matthew, he was saying they had, you know, they had more things important to do than to come to see Jesus. Let's read verse 4. It says, again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which is bidding. Well, you know, he had bidding them to come. Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fattings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Here, Jesus, just come. Just show up. You don't have to pay. The price already been paid. But Jesus, you're going to pay when you go there. I mean, people just, you know, you sacrifice for them, but you won't sacrifice for God. You know, you won't come. He wants you to come. He's to come to the wedding. He's offering you. unto you eternal life. You don't want it? Lord have mercy. It's the church. Oh my God, I get so stirred up. Verse 5 says, but they made light of it. He offered them to come. He said, just show up. I'm trying to help you here. He said, but they made light of it. And people make light of, you know, we try to tell them about Jesus, try to tell them about the word, and try to tell them that this stuff that's taking place today is not of God. They make light of it. And it went their way. And that's what they're doing today. They're going their own way. One of his farmers, another to his merchandise. Oh, my God. They make all kinds of excuses. You know, why they won't come to the wedding. You know, and they did that back then, you know. And they're doing it today. Just like today, you invite people to come to the Lord. Come with me to church. They give you all kinds of excuses. But the excuses are going to run out. You know, I got to fix up my house. I got to wash my car. You know, that's your God. You know? Oh, my God. This and that and the other, anything. But Jesus going to roll back the video and show you yourself. He'll show you this one. He's going to show you Ready Church. He's going to show you all these ones that have not failed, because he said he got 7,000 have not bowed to fail. These ones trying to draw you and trying to tear you, trying to wake you and shake you before it's too late. So try Jesus. You done tried everything else, and you see that it don't work. Try Jesus. Why won't you try Jesus? It's the best invitation, the best offer you will ever receive. You give folks invitations to win, you know, but other things are more important. He was giving them, you know, invitations for everything was more important. You know? Some people are just Christians and name only, self-righteous. Let's go to Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters. Talks about no man can serve two masters. Who are you serving today? Usually when you go to a wedding, you don't have to pay. For a wedding? Do you? No, you don't have to pay. But now you hear people say, God's going to do the thing. What is the new thing that he's doing? The Bible says, and that's what we're supposed to go by, that's what we're supposed to live by, you know, that's what we live our lives by, the word of God, not what man said, but by the word of God, by the Bible, by the King James Version. It said, the Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still doing the same thing he was doing over 2,000 years ago. That's what he's doing. It ain't no new thing. If it's new, then you better leave it alone. Because he said it ain't nothing new on this side. He's still sending out the same invitation he was sending before. Repent, repent. Every one of us is a one of you. Repent. He's still calling you to himself. He's still calling you to deny yourself, deny your flesh today. Okay. That's what the word he's calling you. He's calling you to that. What is it? What is it that's holding you? What is it blocking you? What is it? What is it you're not putting in the place of God? What is it? Who is it? What is it? The word of God said, who has bewitched you? Who was it that took you away from the things of God, the house of God? Truth. Some of these ministries doing today, they are show. That's what they are. They are show. TJ trying to take, you know, to work to everybody, but you got to pay. You had to get your ticket. No ticket. No show. No ticket, no show. The word of God said, men are called, but what? Few are chosen. Everybody's called to the wing, but everybody don't want to show up. Only a few accept the invitation. Yeah. See, everybody to the church. Well, I come next time. It may be too late. I hope it won't. Remember when you was in the world, you know, and you know, and you had to pay to go to them shows. That's how Peter and Jason, you had to pay to go to these shows. They ain't doing but entertaining you. No pay, no show. Just like, you know, when we was worshiping them idols, we went to them shows. Michael Jackson show, Temptation, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, those guys, we paid. And you gotta pay you go to these shows, but I'm telling you, when the deep psychology of grass bloom is coming, you don't have to pay. All you have to do is show up. Why you don't want what's free? It's already been paid for you. The church has gone back. Look at these shows that TJ's and all these people have. Look at these shows. So they entertaining you. They say they got everything there anyway. It's all about your flesh. The church done gone back. The church done took you back to where you said God had brought you from. Oh, yes. You say you were crucified with Christ, but no, you're not. You're crucified with Christ, and you wouldn't be doing what we say you do. You wouldn't be acting like you're acting. And you know you wouldn't be speaking against God's word and what he said do. But the church done took you back to the old, to your old world, to the old world, your old self. So took you back to the old world and that you had in you when you were paying for them shows and stuff that we used to go to. And it took you back to the old song, your old dance, your dirty talking, your filthy mouth. That took you back. That was the thing that you had before you was crucified with Christ. Now you're hanging out with them devils and those demons that you once hung out with. It's the buddy system. But I've been with them ever since I was in high school. We've been hanging together, but ever since I've been with them. You know, he ain't gave up nothing. You still with them sore sisters and fret brothers. You still with them and them men of God. Yeah, you were doing a pyramid, even back then, had your hands signed up, like, you know, to the pyramid, y'all little, you know, clicking, y'all men of God. Oh, yeah. You still holding to that. You still hooked to that. You still tangled up and tied up and yoked up. Oh, yes, you are. You haven't given up nothing to nobody. Because when you follow Jesus, you won't give up all those things, all them oldies, all them old friends, no friends you have been with ever since you were in second grade, no men you've been with ever since you can remember. You and her, we were together all the time, you and her and all y'all those people that you can't nobody know about but them and God. Well, he'll be exposing a lot of stuff, a lot of secrets coming out now, huh? For the word of God said there's nothing hidden that should not be revealed. I don't care how long it takes to come out, you know. A lot of people have done a lot of things. There's been people that have been accused of things they did not do. There's people that have been sitting up behind bars for murder that they did not do, and crimes and stuff, all that stuff is being uncovered. You know, because when you give your life to Christ, for real, those so-called friends that you've been with ever since you were in elementary school, they'll leave you. You won't have to leave them. Oh, she's not the same. They don't like the same things no more. They don't like to go to the same place we used to go. They don't listen to the same music. They don't need just the same no more. You know? No, because all things will become new. You know? Oh, my God. Lord, have the church. My Lord, get us ready for that great day. But who shall be able to see it? Will you say it? Can you say, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? You can't serve two masters. You either love one or hate the other. You either on one side or you on the other. There's no in between. Oh, no. Oh, no. know just the same. You don't look the same when Jesus comes. Everything changed. Your desires changed. Things you used to be love and have passion for, you no longer have a passion for. Those old books and all those old movies, filthy movies and stuff, you wouldn't desire that. You want to read the Word of God. You have a passion and a love for the Word and the name of God. Oh, yes. I tell you. Keep your head, I tell you. The devil done put a lot of stuff in the church head, in your mind, and it's not God. The Word of God said, when He comes in, behold, all things are coming in. New friends, new sisters and brothers ain't quite old yet. Like I said, you give up the world of ways. Yeah. Where I paid for those shows, you know, and to go see those idols that you worship years ago, Bob Marley and all them, you know. And the fool, again, before the show and after the show and during the show, buying outfits to go to the show and laying away outfits for months before you even went to the show, dressing to impress. Oh, yeah. They ain't care. If you ain't care about nothing, and nobody. And you carry somebody with you when you went. Then after you went to the show, then you go out and eat. You know, just like people be doing today. And then, you know, we went out to other clubs. After we left one club, one club to another. Yeah. And even when you went to the club, you had to pay. Lord have mercy, can you go to church free now? I tell you. But now you got to pay for everything. Everything. But Jesus said He paid it all. Like I say, even if, when you used to go to the club and you meet somebody at the club and take somebody up home with you, take somebody home with you, you don't even know He could have been a mass murderer. You know? And some of us was already damaged goods, you know, had things on the inside of us. Then we go out here and get with somebody else and they put their damaged goods inside of you as well. And then you want to know why you acting like you're acting. You don't think like you used to. You don't act like you used to. Because a part of them is in you. Them demons that they got in them is in you now. That's why you're acting like you're acting. That's why you're thinking like you're thinking. That's why you just messed up and don't know why. But we need to reevaluate our lives and see who has had their hands on you. Joshua 24. I know Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:6 talks about stealing women. Well, we can see today, we see a lot of stealing women conquer. Women die loose conquer. Stealing women, most of them, stealing women mean, what do stealing women mean? I looked it up, and stealing women mean weak-minded or a lack of good sense. Stealing women mean a lack of common sense. Stealing women mean ridiculous. Like a wisdom. But we can choose and invite you to His way. He said, come. They tell you to come. Silly women. Come. He really called you, you know, to pray. I said, the Lord have mercy. No pay, no show. It don't make no difference. If you good, bad, low class, high class, no class, no matter what your background is, Jesus says, come. You come His way free. Those of you who have invitations, come on. You may not even feel like you're worthy, which we are not worthy. You know? But He paid the price for us. He paid the price for all of us. Jesus wants to come to the wedding every fifth time. It's already been paid for you. A personal invitation. Psalm 127 says, except the Lord build the house, they to build the house the same. It's empty. It's fruitless. 2 Timothy 3:6 says, it's still a women that goes that does not abide in the word of God, or don't even have a desire to pray. Look at the church. They have a desire for the word of God and the things of God. They're just doing whatever they want to do. They call themselves Christians. Isaiah 51:1. I'm trying to hurry up, get through it, you know. I'm going on for about a half an hour. And I try to get a lot of things in as much as I can, but you can go back and read the same scripture that was given to you. It says in Isaiah 58:1, it says, cry aloud, fear not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. That's what we're doing. I'm trying to help you to see what's going on in the house of God. There's a life of the preacher, even preaching the word. We need Christians, the saints, that will contend for the faith. Continue. Not stop, not turn, not give in. We can continue for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's the job of the preacher anyway, to reach out to men's souls. They ain't reaching out to your soul, not with the word of God. They reaching out to your flesh. They giving you what your flesh wants. That's what they can't offer you things for your flesh. They said, come on, we got rock and roll, we got hip hop, we got all these different roads that lead to Jesus, and the devil is a liar. It does not lead to Jesus. It's leading you to a devil's hell. It's leading you to the flame of fire, where it said in a lake of fire where the worms die not, eating up your flesh day and night, and you burn it for eternity. No, it is not about your soul. They is not preaching about your soul today. But the house of God is a den of thieves. Look at it. It's all about money. It's a 501c3. It's a franchise. It's a business. It's a money marketing business. It's about giving you what fun. You know? Lord have mercy. Young lady said on our page, she said, it's about fun. You can come over here to this church. You can do everything, anything, everything going on up in here. You can learn how to do the lion dance. I mean, oh my goodness, wow. The sanctuary is not God's house. It's a playhouse. Not God's house, it's a playhouse. Playing with men's souls. That's what they're doing. They're playing with your soul. And you got to pay money-wise. Come to the wedding. It's free for you. Jesus says, come. He already paid the price for you and I. Come to the wedding. He gives you a free invitation. It was bought with Jesus Christ's blood. You won't have to pay for this. You'll have eternal life. Whatever. Oh, my goodness. If they're not preaching Jesus, then it's not him. It's not him. And some of these ones that are preaching about Jesus, it's not him. It's Satan in disguise. It's not giving you what the word of God says. It's not biblically sound. Isaiah said, here I am, Lord. Take the fires from the altar, off the altar, that I may be pure. He was telling something about his mouth. Put the coals on the altar of your mouth so that you can talk like he's preaching cussing, saying in and everything, y'all just eat it up. Oh my goodness. Jesus, they have to come. You can do what you want to do. You can live like you want to live. Live lustfully. Your mouth you got so much stuff coming out of your mouth, profanity. Lifestyle, you're just living any kind of, every kind of way. You're going to the club and you think, you know, it's just like the house of God. They took the seat of looking like a church, you know, a sanctuary. That's a movie theater. Come on. Oh, my God. And these preachers, they wearing these costumes from the Catholic Church, these rituals, you know, these costumes like Halloween. All be along around with him. Then you hear him talking about call the prayer line. Then, you know, I got my fancy robe and I got my collar on, but my heart ain't right. Some of them, you know, people, I tell you, so much stuff. Just silly women don't care about what's right. But a godly woman will tell you what is right. Oh, yes. Yep. Godly woman. A godly woman lives by the word of God. A godly woman prays. And it's not an easy task. God, he didn't tell us it was going to be easy. He just told us to do it. People like Oprah, you know, these gurus, and some people, serve them, do what they say do. Oprah said do it. Oprah said read your book. She got a book club and all this stuff, you know. Well, Oprah said just sit there and meditate for a few minutes and just close your mind from everything. And he's speaking to you. And Oprah making mockery of the church. That's what Oprah is doing. Jesus, what about Jesus? And then later on, talking about, I'm a Christian. Oh, my goodness. Then she said, if you don't know how to, you don't have to be one. But if you want to be one, I'll show you how. Make a mockery of the church. Make a mockery of the things and the women and the men of God. And then told the camera people, come around with Jake was up there. Oh, bring it around. We got to get this. Because she knows she was making a fool out of him as well. Some of there are many ways because there are many people. That is not scriptural. We're supposed to stand on the word of God. There are not many ways to God. There's only one way to the Father. That's Jesus Christ himself. One way. He is the way. He is the only way. So listen to these people. Silly women. That's what he said. Silly women. People serving and offering. Doing what she said they were worse than her. Sinner women, they speak in tongues on Sundays and curse in English on Monday. Yeah, sinner women. T.D. Jakes has the sinner women talking. That's what he had. Woman down loose. Yeah, exploiting you. Like you ain't got no common sense. Look, now you're loose, and then you're loose, and you're doing everything. Everything but what God told us to do. And a lot of these people going to these conferences, and they were more loose before you went than you was when you went. You come back and you're more bound, you're worse than you was before you went. You know, came back and the enemy done destroyed your home. Children acting up, you acting up, your husband acting up, and now he gone. Yeah, he loosed you all right. He loosed you from the word of God. He loosed you from the truth.